It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He splits more sides than a cheap date. Writer and comedian Michael Loftus. He's as courageous as I am contagious. Retired U.S. Marine Corps bomb technician and Fox News contributor Joey Jones. She's sweet, petite, and rarely discreet. Hosts of Sincerely Counter Fox Nation, Kat Timpf. And whoever he waves at ends up in the next state. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
And now, the Greg Gutfeld Show presents the 2020 Cantadates.
He stood firm and made Liz squirm. Elizabeth Warren's promising to cancel student loan debt if she's elected president. Her plan would forgive up to $50,000 of debt for those who make less than 100 grand a year. By the way, Bernie says he'd cancel all student loan debt. But at an event in Iowa, a guy walked up to Warren and had this to say. News.
My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not. Of course not. Well, at least she's honest about this. Anyway, I interrupted. Continue, sir.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even like that screwed.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter worked, she was 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
Probably a lot of Native Americans saying, she's not one of us. He's probably not the only parent who feels screwed. Liz, what do you have to say to these people?
Look, we build a future going forward by making it better. By that same logic, what would we have done? Not started Social Security because we didn't start it last week for you or last month for you? Think of it this way. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a public school teacher. My family had no money.
Are you saying tough luck to these people, Senator?
No.
I can't believe anything she's saying because everything she says isn't true. Now, I understand the Warren team is polling that answer with voters. Let's check in.
¿Qué opina usted del gobierno de Zapatero? Pues igual que yo. ¿Y qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted del gobierno canal? ¿Y de los ayuntamientos de la isla?
I am Joey. I'm with that voter.
Well, first we're going to come back to goats in a little bit.
Now, yes, yes.
George Boyce here today, going to bring up goats time or two.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, I mean, his buddy's a real winner here. He bought a car. He went on vacation. I mean, I want to go hang out with that guy. He doesn't even have to pay for kids' school.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this guy's complaining. School costs me a leg and a leg. I mean, hell.
You can laugh. He wants you to laugh.
Sorry, I'm slipping. It's the PJ. He's going to make jokes about his legs. It's okay to laugh about it. He does it all the time. So just put your best foot forward and laugh.
All right.
No, you can't.
Joey, make your points. It just always happens.
That's a good old-fashioned ass-chewing.
Yes.
And every politician needs one, regardless if they're right or wrong. It's what keeps them honest. So I'm glad he did it. That was perfect.
Yeah, and not just a politician needs a good ass-chewing. Kat?
Glad to be up next after that.
You know, a progressive's worst enemy is a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. And she has no answer to that question.
Right. Well, the whole debate is whether or it's fair, it's only fair to pay people who already paid for college if you're going to pay for people to go for free. And I actually think it's not fair.
Yes.
But let me explain. I couldn't go to journalism school because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
I still wanted to work in broadcasting, so I took unpaid internships and worked a bunch of really crappy jobs to pay my bills in the meantime. It was really hard. I was working all the time. I could only afford to live in, like, the worst apartment ever. At one point, I had fleas and scabies in the same week. No. So, unless...
I don't need to know that.
What I'm saying... Unless...
They didn't grow
no, but what I'm saying is... Unless Elizabeth Warren can put me in a classroom back in time instead of when I was cleaning bathrooms at Boston Market, unless she can give me the time of my life back that I spent alone sitting there covered in scabies cream, it's not fair. It's not fair. I'm serious because there's so many people who make sacrifices to pay for school or to pay for their kids' school or
yes.
to go on a different path that doesn't involve school because they can't afford it. And a lot
right.
of those sacrifices are things that money can't make up for.
Yeah.
So it's not just about money. You can't just pay this way. It still wouldn't be fair.
Well, well put. Well put.
And yet I had scabies.
Stop it. I just hope I didn't eat at the Boston Market you were working at during that unfortunate period of your life.
You better hope not.
Tyrus.
You know, this is what happens when you have talking points. Now, in our business, we have, we'll call them colleagues,
yeah.
who just have talking points, which means they do what, like, Greg's doing right there. They take make little notes, and whatever's on that paper, they're going to say it no matter what the question is. That's Liz Warren. She cannot...
Why are you picking on me?
Because I don't... I feel like I don't know you. It's like I keep waiting at any minute for you to tell me my kids are tied up on
like
train tracks somewhere.
You need like villain. A teeny tiny espresso.
He's an evil villain.
He needs like a little espresso.
You've let them get to you.
What if I just sit here and pet this?
Yeah, that would work.
Looks about right.
That would work.
All right, I'm tired of hearing you, Tyrus.
Yes. You're going to push the red button on the desk.
I'm going to go to Michael now because Michael understands me, don't you, Michael?
I do. But this is when it gets David Lynchy to me, right?
Yes.
This is the one time Elizabeth Warren can't lie.
Yes.
She couldn't just like, right? She's
yeah,
half Indian.
Money, yeah.
She couldn't just chuck him on the shoulder like, no, we'll take care of you, buddy.
Yes.
Like, lie. It's an awkward, you know, he's obviously looking for a confrontation. Like, no, you're good. Give him the double guns. Send him on his way.
Yeah. That's such
you're
a good
right.
point.
Like, if you're going to start offering stuff already that you know that you can't afford to pay for,
right?
Just be like, all the stuff. Yeah, sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
But she can't do those things because she didn't have it written down already.
Yeah.
It wasn't. So when, don't take questions you don't already have submitted.
That's
because
true.
If he would have submitted that question, she would have had an answer for it.
She didn't have the answer even the next day, though.
No. She That's talked about my dream was to be a school teacher.
Yes, which is a lie.
I was a teacher.
Irrelevant.
No one dreams of being a school teacher.
I like how she brought up Social Security. Should we not have started that? That was a scam.
And she's lying. She didn't start it.
But Social Security kicks in at 65 because back when they started it, everybody was dead by 60.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. It was a Ponzi scheme.
All right. All right. Our audience is applauding the early death of people.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
So you wanna free iguana? Then move to Miami. It was so cold there this week that the National Weather Service issued a warning to be on the lookout for falling iguanas. True, because when the temperature drops to the 40s, as it did, the cold stuns the iguanas, freezes them temporarily. And so if an iguana is up in a tree eating some leaves, like iguanas, and my Uncle Carl does, he could suddenly become immobile and fall to the ground. Or fall on you, and that would hurt. Iguana experts, which there are many, want you to know that just because an iguana's frozen doesn't mean it's dead. It's just stunned. And please don't put the iguanas in hot water because that is cruel, even if it is tasty. For more, we go to our cold-blooded correspondent, Frank, who's live in Miami.
Oh, Greg, it's f***ing freezing down here. You know I don't do well below 80 degrees. When I get back to New York, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Thank you, Frank. To be there for the Super Bowl, provided he survives. Kat?
Exactly. So we're going to Miami next week for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
This had better still be a thing, okay? Like, okay. Let me just explain.
This is your idea of heaven.
Yes! It is. Some little girls, they grow up dreaming about being, you know, like a princess, finding their prince charming and having a family. I always dreamed about being queen of the lizards, okay? I'm talking big lizards, bigger the better, all over the place. A place where it's just literally raining lizards is like my wildest dream come true. And so I'm just saying, okay, I'm warning you, weather service, if I get off that plane and I am not hit in the face with no less than 5 iguanas just pummeled, I'm going to go to my hotel room. I am going to have a seance. I am going to bring Johnny Cochran back from the dead, and I will sue you. I will sue you for getting my hopes up and crushing my dreams and my spirit.
Oh, wow. You know, I keep thinking, you know, Michael, wouldn't it be great if, like, a frozen iguana just landed in front of a hungry alligator? It'd be like that scene in Animal House where the kid says, "Thank you, God." I said it to you because I figured you and I are the same age.
That is, yeah. Where she comes flying through the window?
Yes. A flying iguana.
I don't get it.
Yeah, see?
I get it.
I'm so young. Sorry.
This whole thing.
Oh, you're 40. Oh.
I'm the anti-cat. These iguanas, that's an invasive species. They're not supposed to be there. And I tell you what, like a 10-pound iguana falling out of a tree, that could
Heaven.
Kill a person. I love that you want to get in the hit in the face with 5 iguanas.
I
think
is that
maybe
too much to ask.
I think there's a channel on Pornhub for that.
Right?
Oh, I know.
I actually feel a little bit bad for the iguanas because like they just pass out and then they wake up somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like they have like a little blackout drunk thing.
Yes.
But now I'm just picturing little iguana AA meetings where, you know, I was doing really good and then I was in a tree and I must have slipped.
Yeah. Tyrus, it is traumatic for the iguana. Shouldn't they have little therapy insects?
Well, if they would have fell in San Francisco, yes. Luckily, the iguanas fell in a state where it wasn't an issue. There wasn't an immediate tweet. President Trump's tweets cause iguanas to fall out of trees in shock. Safe space is available. A number for your family to call if you witnessed an iguana falling to the ground and you had to go the rest of your day because you went, "What was that?" And, you know, so there was, you know... I'm going to be in Miami, too. I'll make some calls. I'll see if we can get somebody to... Because if they're laying on the ground, they can't move. Pick them up, put them in your freezer, write "cat" on them. And if we can get everybody who's coming out to the show that Monday to put...
No,
let me finish, Greg.
Don't listen to him.
I don't get hit with a bunch of iguanas. I will not. I cannot perform.
Write "cat" on them. And then when you come to the live show...
PETA's going to kill us.
When "cat" comes out... And I'll be on the couch. "We have our iguanas, everybody." And the crowd be like, "Yes." And then throw
we
your
know.
Frozen iguana.
Stop
at
that. We love our lizards, Joey. We
not
love-
as much as I do.
Yes, but we're not. We don't want lizard activists coming after us.
I am the lizard activist, Greg.
No, you're something
strange.
She's
going to hug all the frozen iguanas back to life. And
they
we can see all
the
iguanas.
But
real quick, there might be a copyright issue here because I think hit in the face with 5 iguanas was Stormy Daniels' last actual release before Avenatti ruined her career. But I feel for something that ends up, you know, paralyzed on its back for a few seconds. That happens to me almost every day.
Oh.
But,
Scammy!
We're rolling,
I hate all of you. I hate every one of you. I'm going to find each and every one of you. I got a lot to be honest with you.
I'm from Georgia, all right? I mean, you know, iguanas falling out of trees. What's the big deal? Where I'm from, we have something called a Tennessee fainting goat. You want to get crazy? Watch a 100-pound goat go hooves up for 30 seconds just because you went boop.
Yes, I've seen them. They fall right over. They're hilarious.
These are iguanas. I mean, they're big lizards.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Goats fainting? Where's the groan? You suck.
All right.
It ain't bad.
Terrible. Ah, fainting goats.
Tennessee fainting goat.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it. Thank you, Michael Loftus, Staff Sergeant Joey Jones, Cat Tip, Tyrus, our studio audience. We'll see you next week in Miami. I'm Greg Gutfeld. Love you.
pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.